Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday Live with Dr. K. As you are joining in, type in the chat where you're coming from and what business you have. So today I'm going to share with you information about how you can make valuable offers to the government so that they're willing to pay you valuable dollars for your products and your services. So if you're watching today, definitely you're in the room. You're in the right place because I'm going to show you exactly how to level up in business. Okay. And in the areas of which I'm going to show you how to become more prosperous and make more money and actually create wealth with your by understanding your purpose, your positioning, your pricing, and how to actually create prosperity from all of those things, right? So welcome in. Again, I'm Dr. Kawanda D. Irving. I am a business growth specialist who happens to know a thing or two about building your business with government contracts. I'm also a transformational speaker and an author, a coach, and I also am, you know, mom, wife, women. Shout out to all the women who wear multiple hats, right? So, but if you're watching this video today, just hold on to the end because I'm going to go through some information that's going to show you how to actually make valuable offers, or how to take your existing product or your existing service and add more value to where you're able to turn your maybe $100,000 business into a $1 million empire, right? In a very short period of time by understanding the things that I'm going to share with you today. So welcome in as you're coming in, you know, shout out in the chat where you joining from. I see Karen Pitts. Hello from Buffalo, New York in Notary. Hey, 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 Tracy McDaniel from Oklahoma. So, but I also want to take the time. So if you're watching my channel for the first time, be sure to hit the bell notification so that you know when we do post new content or when I go live so that you don't miss anything, but also subscribe to our channel. We are on the run to hitting our million viewer mark on YouTube. So definitely, that is definitely one of our goals. Our next milestone will be to hit 1 million views. So be sure to also share the content and the information that you are learning, because I know that not only can it transform your life, but perhaps you want to share that information so it can be transformative for other people as well. So I want to shout out to some of our special Winner Circle members, as well as our Dream Achiever members on our YouTube channel. So what's up to Vic Venoni, Winner Circle member, and Melva Calvin, Winner Circle member. So we also have Keith Broadley, who's a Dream Achiever, T. Marie Marshall, Don Pitts, Tanisha Yu, Roger Dixon, Kevin Daniels. I see you, Alex. Grace Prayer Center, Sunita, Garrett, Keith and James, David Hirsch, HS Livestock, and Robert Aiken. So I want to shout out all of our YouTube members. So if you want to know how to become a member, there's right under this video or any previous video, there's a button that says join. And we have two levels of our membership where we can shout you out. And as a Winner Circle member, we can actually promote your business as well during one of our live streams. So be sure to check that out. So anyways, I want to say what's up to all the ones that are coming in. Ailey, 80 the Cholo. Hello, Hector from Arlington, Virginia. Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte from North Carolina. Sean Player from Orlando. Welcome in. Speaking life. You do speaking and life insurance. Okay, cool. So so for all of you that have, you know, whether you have a notary public business, a speaking firm, a consulting business, a coaching firm, whatever it is that you have, I'm going to show you how to add more value to it so you're able to be on your way to making hundreds of thousands and potentially even millions of dollars when you do the work, right? Because all work works, and it's the person that quits that don't get the results. But if you're not a quitter and you consider yourself to be a winner, then definitely this is something that can help you win in your business, okay? So we're going to get started over the past few years. So just so you guys know, over the past few years, I've helped thousands of entrepreneurs just like yourself actually position themselves to qualify for landing lucrative, valuable contracts for the very services that they were once selling for pennies on a dime, right? And I'm going to show you like the stuff that I shared through this channel. It literally works when you apply. Applied knowledge is the most effective things that you can do in life and in business, is to take the knowledge and apply it. Don't just take it and learn it and know it, but take it, master it, apply it, and get the results, okay? So the first thing on my list is, hey, Recreated Designs, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, hello. Thank you for all the content you put up. Looking forward to starting my security company soon and to join the GovCon community. Awesome. So congratulations on getting ready to start a business as well. That's definitely achievable, attainable, doable, and contractorable. So that's not a word, but I just made it up. But definitely you can get government contracts as a security firm as well. So I'm going to dive right into it. So number one, the first thing that you want to do, if you are already an entrepreneur, in order to be able to make your offer more valuable, is to understand your purpose. You got to understand your purpose, right? So if your business is outside of alignment with the purpose that you were designed to be here to serve, it's going to be really hard for you, because those are typically the people or the reasons why people quit. Because it's out of alignment with their purpose. They don't have a passion to do it. When they come up against hardship or whatever, it's easy for you to walk away. But when you are doing business for your purpose and using your gifts, you can't say no. It's going to be difficult for you to walk away, because it's who you are, right? And so there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about using your gifts, right? And stirring up your gifts. Like, you guys can do the Bible study and go look up all the areas where it talks about utilizing your gifts and how your gifts will make room for you. I can't make this stuff up. It's literally in the Word, right? And it talks about how your gift will make room for you. And your gift is very closely connected to your purpose. So watch this. So when I was like in my early 20s, I used to write lyrics. So I used to sing backgrounds for local artists that were like local celebrity artists, like certain people. I don't want to name any names, but real known artists in the Bay Area. So I used to sing backgrounds, used to write lyrics. I used to also like be on stage as a rapper. You guys probably won't believe that, but literally my name was K-Love. And I used to rap with some of the top rap artists in the Bay Area. In fact, I was the number one female rap artist on Bay Area's Battle of the Rappers back in the day when Sway Boogie was one of our DJs at KMEL Radio. So anyways, so when I did that, I knew that like speaking and writing and reaching people was one of my gifts. I just didn't know how deep it was, like as a gift, right? How seated and rooted it was in me to be a gift to other people. And so one of the things that I would do at home is I would record. So back in the day, I'm gonna date myself a little bit. Back in the day, we had cassettes. Okay, so cassettes is the thing that happened after the 8-track. So cassettes, it went from 8-tracks to cassettes to CDs, and then before that, it was like records. Somewhere records fall in between, like the LPs and stuff like that. But anyway, so I grew up in the cassette era. So this is like the 80s, right? Late 70s, 80s. Through the 90s was the cassette era. And I had two devices, two recorders, and two cassettes. So on one cassette, I would play music. On the other cassette, I would rap or sing over it. And so I had basically created like an in-home studio, right? That was a mock ship studio. And then there was another cassette that would have both the music that's playing off one cassette and my vocal. So then basically I kind of mix and mastered my own music in the house. But here's the thing about cassettes. If you guys remember that era, if you're from that era, if you're from the 80s, you know, say that's me. I remember that time. Let me know if you're from the 80s. Like you grew up in that era and you understand what I'm talking about. So sometimes those cassette tapes will pop, right? So this is like during the analog days. So the cassette tape will pop. And I was really good at splicing the tape back together. So I would put a little piece of tape and rewound. Somebody say the 80 says the cello says that's me. And I would rewound the tape seamlessly and play the tape. And you would never even know, because it would never even skip a track. Like it would never even skip. Or you would never even know that tape had popped and I had to splice it back together, right? So fast forward into the future, That is editing. That's editing, right? It's audio editing, it's production, it's chopping up content. That's what it is today, in today's time, in the digital age, right? But I did not know that. I didn't know, but I was really good and gifted at it. So when I share with you all, like, the first contract that I landed was for photography and video production, I was actually literally using my gifts in producing and splicing video and splicing photos and images and audio together, and I landed a contract. So that's why I know I'm a living proof example that when you use your gifts and you understand your purpose and you allow that gift to be stirred up, it will pay you profitably. That's what I'm saying. It will pay you profitably. So using your gifts and living your purpose. So many of you have gifts. Like, many of you have probably grown up and you were always the person that everybody went to share their business, like to talk about their problems too, right? That's a gift. If you're that person that was able to console that person or give them direction, that's called counseling or consulting, right? That's a life coach, right? And in today's age, with that gift, if you're utilizing that gift, you can actually land lucrative government contracts as a life coach, a consultant, a health consultant, or a mental health consultant or advisor. You can get paid for that gift. So I remember our grandmothers and aunties and great aunties, like, they had the gifts of gathering people together and feeding them really good food, right? So anybody have the nanas on the block and the grandmas and the meemaws and the big mamas and the candy houses, like those old ladies that was making those burgers and stuff like that at the candy house, right? So those are gifts. Being able to gather people in a place to feed them is a gift. And when you take that gift and put it into this particular era as a business to still serve people in that way, there's a government contract that is out there where you can get paid highly lucrative contracts making those same burgers that probably sold for $5 back in the day. Now, back in the day, it was probably $5, which is the equivalent of about $25 today. But you imagine taking that $25 burger and feeding 2,000 people. Now that is transformation, right? So that is a great way to actually get paid your gifts. So you have to understand your purpose. You got to understand whatever is your purpose. If you're really good at consoling, console people. If you're really good at cooking, do catering. If you're really good at doing video, do that, right? If you're really good at something, security. If you're a tattletaler, because there was always a tattleteller in the family, like, you the spy, you telling. If they around, they telling, right? That is the gift of security, right? Somebody say security, right? So you can actually get paid to install surveillance cameras and tell on people. Like, it's crazy, right? You can actually get paid as a security guard, highly lucrative contracts. In fact, one of my dear friends, close friends, his name is Jimmy, he has a VIP security company. It's called VIP Security. And I was sharing this information with him years ago. L. Wilson said, that's me. I was sharing this information with him years ago, but it took him a while to really understand what I was saying. It took him a while, as most people, would take them a while to really understand the value that I bring to the marketplace and really understand the transformation in doing the things that I'm saying. If you implement this thing. And so once he implemented the thing, of course, at first he had, like, you know, Mercedes-Benz as a client, you know, and that was probably one of his biggest clients there. But he, you know, he'll have like small gigs here and there, but he really wasn't the player that he is, like the baller successful business that he is today, until he used his gift of telling and surveilling, you know, as a security company, to land a $1 million contract. $1 million it sounds like a lot. But when you're in this space and you understand how much money is really on the table, then it's not. But it's a lot to an individual person who has a family to provide for and who has never seen that type of money before, right? Even if you have $1 million in business because you've worked really hard to get there, that next million, when you're doing the things right in your purpose with the government, like, literally, it's going to be much easier for you to make $1 million in a month. Much easier than it is for you to make that $1 million over that decade that it took you working really hard, chasing customers and working overtime, right? And so anyways, this is because I know. So And you, according to USAspending.gov, in 2020, the U.S. government, federal government, because there's three levels to government, there's local, state, and federal. The federal government alone spent over $10 trillion on business products and services, right? So what are the business products and services? Well, it's notary, Karen. They spent notary money on notary under other legal services, right? Security services. Who was that said security? I think it was Wilson. Security services. They spent money on your products and services. Sean Player on life insurance. They spent money on life insurance. They spent money on speaking engagements and things of that nature. They spent money on all of these things that I'm talking about, right? And guess what? For the little people, if you're a little people, type "that's me" in the chat. I want to know if you're a little people, because according to the small business, the Small Business of America, the SBA, according to the Small Business Administration, the SBA, the little people are those who have under 500 employees. So if you're a little people, say "that's me" in the chat. You got to identify, right? So you, if you're one of the little people, they were spending, they were obligated to spend 26% of that $10 trillion. How much is that? Somebody do the math on that, right? When I did the math was astounding. $2.6 trillion was on the table to be spent with your very business. Now, are you in business to make a little bit of money, or are you living your purpose to be highly profitable? That's a question that you should ask yourself and really truthfully answer it. Because like when I talk about how much money is on the table, and this is just federal spend, that don't even touch what's also obligated to be spent on the state level. And it doesn't even touch or compare to what's obligated to be spent on your city level, right? In all city, state, and local levels, they all have the obligations to spend money with the little people. Who's somebody say "that's me"? Let me see. So Jennifer says, "that's me." Wilson says, "that's me." Tracy, "that's me." Darla says, "that's me." Sean says, "that's me." Wow and wow. Yes. That it don't even compare. So with all the money that's on the table and people are like trying to figure out, well, how do I get into government contracts? What's lucrative? Where do I start? All of those things, right? Take it back to the word. It says your gift will make room for you. Start with what you're passionate about, what is already within you. What have you been doing all your life that you can do without the use of conscious resources, right? Things that you can do in your sleep. Do that. Because that is who you are. It's who you are. So this is the first time in history, literally, you can get paid for being who you are. And I'm not talking about a little pennies of a dollars. I'm not talking about that, right? So I have a client. She's really good at talking about being fair, right? She's really good at showing people the disadvantages of women and Black and brown employees in the workspace, and even in the entrepreneurial world. She's really good at having those types of conversations. She's been having those talks all of her life. It's her gift. It's her natural gift to share with people who do not understand the struggles that we have, how to actually help us. Her name is Kim. And Kim came to me and said, "you know what? This is my gift. This is what I can do. Can you help me get a government contract?" Speaking and sharing how we are so disenfranchised to the people that don't know how to serve us. And I said, "absolutely." Right. So recently in September, Kim was like, "hey, guess what? I just won me a $2 million contract speaking on my gift, the thing that I'm already good at, showing government agencies and employees how to serve Black and brown people and how to serve women-owned businesses that have been disenfranchised and disconnected and left out of the opportunities because of the miseducation informational institutions that's been designed to teach us all the things that does not serve us," right? So powerful, right? So yes, you can get paid for your purpose, but you got to know what it is, right? So for some of you, many of you have to, it's time to go to that book and be like, right? That's a question that make you say, right? One of those things that make you say, well, what is my gift, right? And you have to do some soul searching. What have I been really good at? Wow, if you've been really good at, like if everybody gives you their kids and you're a natural person to just, kids flock at you and that's what you do, perhaps you can get a contract watching the kids of these government employees, right? Because they need childcare, right? And so when you're a government employee, you got to be at work at a certain time. And sometimes the daycare centers, regular daycare centers, are not there to serve government agent employees because they got to be at work at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. The daycare don't even open until 7, maybe 8 o'clock. So then now you can use your gift to serve only government employee babies, right? Government employees, their children, maybe. And that's a huge contract that you can do, that you can get. Literally, I'm giving y'all, I just gave somebody a business idea, right? Because I know, right, especially from working in the government contracting space, I hear the employees and what their plights and what their problems have been. Man, we just can't find childcare that opens early enough to serve us. Like, if there was a center where every mother or father that works for government agencies can go drop their babies off at, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning so they can be at work at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the morning, they will happily give you a lucrative government contract to provide that as a service. Yes, they will. So anywho's, so that's one. What is your purpose? Okay. Stirring up your gifts, living your purpose. So when you understand, let me share. I'm gonna share my screen really quick. Just give me a second to bring up my to share my screen here. This one. All right. So here we go. So number one is your purpose. Make a valuable offer with the things that you're already good at and that you've been doing all your life and that you can do seamlessly. And when you're doing that thing, it doesn't feel like, oh, guys, another day I got to go do something I don't like, right? Because you're doing something that you love. It don't feel like work. He could do it all day, right? So get paid for your purpose. That's number one. Number two, once you understand what your purpose is, how do you position your purpose? How do you position your gift in a way that it serves the people, right? And I'm going to give you guys some examples because I love to illustrate. And I know that many of you are probably visual learners like me. I'm going to illustrate this thing. So let's just say your purpose is, I'm going to use janitorial. I'm going to use a couple different gifts. I'm going to use security, right? Janitorial, security. And then I'm going to use one more. I'm going to use another gift as, say, real estate. Exchange of property, right? These are gifts. So these are three different businesses with three different gifts and three different ways that they want to serve. These are three different purposes that we're looking at, right? So here's how you position your gifts in a way that it actually serves the people, okay? You position your gifts, number one, number two. So number two is You position your gifts in a way that it serves the people. How do you do that, Dr. K? Okay, so what's happening in the world right now? Okay, so what's happening right now, and you can always use relevant information, relevant things that are happening right now to pretty much figure out how you're going to position yourself of value, right, to the government. So right now what's happening is there's a great migration. There's a great migration from Mexico. And also in addition to that, there's floods. Okay. There's floods in Southern Cal. Southern Cal is flooded. And that's very unusual, right? Because it's supposed to not rain in Southern California, but it's been raining so crazy that it's flooding in Southern California, right? So let's go with this. It's flooding in Southern California. I'm a janitorial company. How can I be of service to the government? How can I use my passion, the thing I'm really passionate about, cleaning? I've been doing it all my life. I'm really like, I have OCD and I know how to clean things and sterilize the thing and all these things. Because I know people who are like, they're really good at cleaning because they have OCD, right? The bigger the OCD, right, the better the cleaner is going to be. So this is something that I know. So it's flooding, right? So now how do you become a solution to this problem? When you have a janitorial company. Now, most janitorial businesses, they're like, okay, what building can I clean, right? What storefront can I go clean? They're thinking like that, right? But you're a cleanup company, and the problem is they got to clean these streets. They got to clean those cars. They got to clean the sewer systems or whatever. They got to clean all of these things that the flood has come, right? And created all these problems. So now the government has a problem. The problem is, the Southern California, certain cities in Southern California is dirty. It's dirty now. After the water recede, all you're going to have is you're going to have dirt and mud and filth, right? And they're going to need to clean it up. So here as a janitorial company, you get to position yourself as a solution to clean up post-flood. So, right? You see how like the thought process that I have is so different from anywhere that you're going to hear information about government contracts, because I understand how to extract value and position it in a way that it means something, right? In a way that it turns your information into profits, right? In a way that it makes sense for them to go write a big check, right? So you're like, okay, well, we can do post-flood cleanup services. That's what we specialize in. Now you go to the government, the city and state of county of Los Angeles, city, state, and county of San Diego, and wherever else is flooding and destructive. You position yourself like that. That's how you do it, right? So let's say problem number two. The migrants are coming over, right? Migration, you're going to need a lot of security. You're going to need a lot of security on the ground, right? We don't know where these people are coming from. There's people coming from Mexico. There's people going to Mexico to cross the border because it's open. We don't know what's going on, right? So we need security on our transportation. We need security in the streets. We need security at the schools. Hence, they have all these shootings that's happening at the schools. These are problems that our world has. You can position yourself as a people security. People security, right? You can position yourself as school security, right? You specialize in securing schools. You can position yourself as migrant security, right? Position yourself to secure the migrations. As people are coming in, you want to make sure that they're safely coming in and that nobody's coming in to harm the people that are already here, right? So when you think about those things and you position that as a solution to the government's problem, which there's problems, right? Then they are willing and ready right now to write you a lucrative government contract to solve those problems, right? So say like there's an area, you know, there's a lot of storefronts, especially here in California, that are being, you know, broken into and all these other things. Well, there's need for surveillance cameras, right? Either man on foot or cameras installed, right? So you can have a survey. So a part of your business could be installing surveillance cameras, providing the man for the force, like the workforce for on foot surveillance as well, for doing rounds of that. So those are just positioning ideas, how to turn your business, your passion, and your purpose into solutions for the government to where they're ready and willing to write you a big check for. You got to think through these things, right? So many people make the mistake of thinking, you know, I'm MBE certified or I got my woman-owned certification. Now I'm just going to go on sam.gov and look for an opportunity and bid on it. You don't even know what your purpose is. You're missing so much. What are you talking about? You don't understand even how to position yourself to stand out from the busy crowd of all the other people, all the millions of other people that think that they can do the same thing, right? But what's going to make you stand out is the way that you position your offer. This is how you add value to your offer, by connecting it to the problem and positioning yourself as the problem solver, right? So let's say real estate. What are some of the problems right now that we have in real estate? World-renowned problems, right? These are just examples, but these are realistic examples. And there are real estate contracts that are out there. There are janitorial and security contracting opportunities that are out there, right? But I'm using this as an example so that you can understand not only how to identify your purpose, but also how to take your purpose and position it so that you're able to add value as a solution, as a problem solver to the government's problems, where they're willing to write you that big check. You got to know these things, right? So in real estate, what are some? So we have lack of housing, right? Lack of housing opportunities. We have housing crisis this is a housing crisis, but housing pricing is ridiculous, especially here in California. Like, so these are just some, right? Then we have homeless vets, we have homeless teens, senior citizens, that, you know, they have mental health problems, or maybe they have housing issues or whatever, right? So now when you itemize these things, you're like, oh, these are all the problems that I can see in the real estate industry, right? I can see in the real estate industry. Now, when you're thinking about this, so lack of housing, this is a problem. So what can I do as a real estate agent to provide a solution to the thing of lack of housing? Well, I can, you know, get some properties of my own, rent them out to government agencies, run a government program to serve homeless vets, senior citizens, and homeless teens, and get a government contract not only to house these people, right? So get a government contract not only to house these people, but to also partner. Here's the thing, right? Y'all got to think, like, it's just like people limit themselves. Like people don't understand how much opportunities are out there when you get out of your own way and stop sticking to the limitations. And sometimes you don't even know. It's not your fault. Sometimes you don't know that you've limited yourself. It's just that you don't know what you don't know, and you have no mentor, no coach, no anybody. And you think you can just go to YouTube University and learn how to do these things. And you find out there's so many things that you don't know, and then you'd be like, well, it just don't work. Right? It ain't for me. It don't work. Right? But it does work. You got to have a blueprint, and you got to understand the process of how it works, how to navigate yourself, how to think for yourself. Right? I teach people how to fish. Right? There are several people out there that's going to fish for you or give you a piece of fish for you. Right? So that you can eat for the day or whatever. And that's cool. But if you don't know how to fish, I feel sorry for the people that don't know how to fish and how to navigate, how to grow and create wealth. And I'm going to get to the prosperity part in just a moment, right? I'm going to get there. Hold on for yourself. Stay to the end. I'm going to tell y'all. So anyways, so here's your real estate property, right? Now you've become a solution, right? Everything is not about selling and buying houses. You have more gifts that you have to unlock. There's more to real estate than selling and buying houses, right? You can actually provide the real estate properties. You can partner with the homeowners to provide the housing. It's about partnership. We cannot climb to the top. We cannot create wealth by ourselves. Sometimes you have to extend the invitation to partner with other people, so that because we're better together and we're going to make a whole lot more money with other people than we will by ourselves. So here's the thing. So let's just say you found somebody that can provide the homes because you're in the real estate. You know all the homeowners. You know where the empty houses that people own, right? You know, so you can partner up with the people and provide, get a government contract to provide housing for homeless veterans, housing for homeless teens, housing for senior citizens, and all that stuff. So now you solve the problem. Now the government may say, hey, that's a $10 million a year problem that you're solving. And you have so many beds, right? So many beds a year that you solve that problem. Now within this, people need transportation. They need, some of them are cray cray, because you won't believe the people who are homeless have mental problems, which most of them have mental problems, which is why they're homeless. So now you have a service within your homeless program, right? Where you're serving beds, where you have a counselor come in and provide mental health services. Now you have mental health services. That's another partner. Now you have mental health services. Now you can bill their insurance for the mental health services that are provided inside, and you can get a government contract to also provide mental health services. So now you got money on top of money on top of money, right? And then, right, are you done yet? No. Most of these people need cleaning, right? So cleaning. Now you have someone that comes in and clean the houses out, change the bedding, maybe someone to help with bathing, right? That's a whole nother service. So now bathing and like personal care. So now you have personal care of these people. That's a contract, or that's a line item that you can include on your contract, right? Then you have cleaning that falls under janitorials. Now you have someone to come clean the house. And then you have a personal chef that feed them nutritional meals, right? So now you've partnered with a personal chef, right? This is how I say you can take your service, your business, your passion, and multiply into opportunities, because you can't do it by yourself. Now you have a personal chef. That's a whole nother line item on your contract, or a whole nother separate government contract of where you're feeding the people in the house too, right? So It goes on and on and on and on and on. Okay. It goes on and on. If this is good, give me some fireballs in the chat if this is good, right? Because if you're not thinking on this level, you are literally leaving hundreds of thousands on the table and even millions of dollars on the table if you in your business are not thinking on this level of how to extract the value and use your purpose. Now, if this was something that you just did because you want to make a whole lot of money, at some point, these crazy people, this is just an example, these crazy people is going to run you out of business because you're going to be like, I don't want to do that. The money ain't worth all of that. That's just why I say you got to use your passion, your purpose. Yeah, be doing it in your purpose, in your gifts, right? And it says your gifts is going to be making room for you, right? And so when you're doing it that way, then you're not burning out. Then you understand, okay, now I feel fulfilled because this is what I was designed to do. Yes. You can be fulfilled because this is what you were designed to do. Okay, so now you position your gifts in a way that it serves the government and the people, okay? Because if you're not serving the people, they're not going to give you a contract. If your your offer to the government only serves you, that is probably why you're getting no. You got to show that you're there to serve the people, okay? You got to be there to serve the people. If you're not there to serve the people, then that's one of the reasons why they're like, this is a selfish person. We're not going to give this person a contract, none of that stuff, right? But if you're there to serve the people, if you're there to serve the problem, there to be a solution, then they're like, oh, this is one that stands out. This is our shining star. Then guess what they're going to do for you? Darla and AD DiCiolo and Princess Lizzie, what are they gonna do for you? They're like, well, this person loves to help, and there's a real problem solver over here. They're gonna start picking up the phone, and then you're gonna get out of the rat race of Sam.gov and all those other bid search sites that everybody else is. You're gonna be able to get out of the rat race, and they're gonna start calling you personally. Hey, we got a problem over here. Can you come solve that? Hey, I see that you solved the problem over here. So now you're building what's called performance, right? Real performance. And you're building that experience and that connection, and you're building your brand and your reputation. Now they're like, hey, I'm going to call such and such. They can solve this problem at a high level. Let's just give them this $10 million contract, right? Who wouldn't want to do that? Like, who wouldn't want to be the solution to that? Who wouldn't want to be on speed dial? By these people that have the ability to write big checks. So anyways, so now you have number three is, let me go down here and clear my board a little bit. It's pricing. Okay. So now you've extracted. So you've identified your purpose. You've extracted your positioning. Like you identified how to position yourself, how to think through how to position yourself as a problem solver. So now we're going to get to the pricing. Right. So if you've identified once you've identified how to position yourself in a way that it serves the people, now you can take all of these things. Let's use, for instance, the real estate company. You can take all of these things and now you're price stacking, right? Your contract was called code stacking. So basically all these things. So for all of these services that you have to offer, there's a code, right? And usually the industry standard code for government contracts is a NAICS code. So these are NAICS. I'm not going to write the NAICS codes in. You guys can go to NAICS.com and look for your own codes. But or I have a whole nother video somewhere on my YouTube channel that talks about NAICS codes or whatever. But here's where I call a concept. It's called code stacking, right? And this is a trademark concept, code stacking. I made that up. I created it. It's my own framework, my own methodology, because I understand this stuff. When you master what you master, then you can understand and create how to create frameworks around how to succeed at this. And so one of these things of how you can succeed is code stacking, right? You stack the codes. So we have, if I can read some of this stuff. So personal care, there's a code. So I'm just going to put next. There's a code for that. There's a code for janitorial cleaning. There's a code for, providing the housing, rooming and boarding, right? There's a code for that. There's a code for the mental health services. There's a code for the supplies, providing all the supplies, the bedding, all that stuff that you're going to need in these programs. It's all the stuff. There's a code for that. And then there's a code for the catering, the cooking. Okay. There's a code for that. So now when you get a contract, say you get a contract to provide housing for the people, you're not going to charge them for housing for the people. Like, well, what do you mean, Dr. K? When you get a contract for housing the people, you solve the problem. You price them for housing the people, which is here, right? Let's just say this is $10 million to house the people for 2 years, right? House so many people. So you got to have so many houses that serve so many people over a 2 year period. That's a 2 year contract, right? So you're not just going to price them for housing the people. You're also going to price them for cleaning up behind the people. You're going to price them for caring for the people, whatever. I'm just coming up with the numbers, but you get the logistics, that you get the gist of what I'm saying. You get the, then you get to price them or charge them for also, right, the counseling services that comes within that housing the people. And then you get to, you're going to have supplies for providing the housing for the people and caring for the people. So that's like, you know, that's, let's just say that's $10,000 a month in supplies, right? We don't know. But then feeding the people, you know, maybe that's $1 million a year on feeding them three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's $1 million a year. So now you've taken your $10 million contract and you've multiplied it, right? So scripture in Genesis, I think it's 1 and 28, I believe. This is when God created the heavens and the earth and divided the night from the day and created the fish and the fowl and the air and all these other things. And the perfect thing that he created in his own image was man. And the first thing that he told man was to go be fruitful and multiply. Right? So it is crazy how God created everything to produce after his own kind, right? So everything that exists, exists to produce more of its own kind, including money. Supposed to multiply your wealth. Yeah. If somebody told you different, they lied to you. Wealth is not meant for you to gain it, to earn it, to get it and spend it. No, that's called rich today, broke tomorrow. Right? That's called rich today and broke tomorrow. Wealth was designed for you to get it and multiply it and to continue it on. Right. So that's the purpose that money exists. That's the purpose that wealth exists, is for you to get it, maintain it, multiply it so that it can continue on. And it's not supposed to be ran out in your lifetime. Wealth is something that you pass down from generation to generation. Hence the word generational wealth. Don't mean I get rich in my lifetime and then the people that come behind me get to starve and struggle and figure it out. No, that is not what wealth is. Wealth is creating something in abundance and multiplying it in abundance to where by the time you are here and gone, right, it's still multiplying in abundance and you have something to pass down. That is wealth, right? So this is how you multiply your wealth in your business. This is how you do it, right? So you take that $10 million for 2 years. That's about $5 million a year, right? So you got to do the math on all this stuff. People just see these big contracts. They don't understand how it really works. It's like, you got to be able to do some math. We learned the fundamental basics of math in grade school. But then it teaches us that math is supposed to be done in multiplication. You know, they taught us to add money, not to multiply money, right? But I'm here to share with you. The scripture says to be fruitful and multiply. This is how you do it. So now you turn your $10 million over 2 years. That's $5 million a year. So you take that's 10, that's 20, that's 12. So that's, what is that? 32, another 42. That's 52 million. Now you just turn the $10 million opportunity into a $52 million contract. Now, and you multiplied it. So you did. So this is 10 million times five. You more than 5x, because you understand your value. You more than 5x your offer because you understand your purpose to solve the problem, your positioning, and how to price yourself. How to price that? You understand it, right? So many people, they get these contracts and they're underpriced because they don't really understand these things. They don't understand the value that they bring to the marketplace and how really small businesses are more valuable. Like, we used to be like, I remember before I understood the value of a small business, I used to be like, I'm a small business, you know, like tiny me, right? You got to walk bold. When you know who you are, you got to walk bold in that thing, because they're saying, 26% of all of our spend. The government spends so much money, right? Multiple trillions of dollars, right? That's what they spend. 26% of that is obligated to go to the little people. I'm the small business. I'm the little people. And so are you. If you have under 500 employees, you are the little people, right? And so so you got to walk bold in that. So when people are like, where the small business at? You should be like, hey, I'm a small business over here. People should know who you are, like literally, right? So many people are like, oh, I don't want to go through the certifications because, you know, it's a whole lot of paperwork and all this stuff. But if they don't know who you are, they don't know whose name to write on the check. Yeah. They don't know whose name to write on the check, right? It's like, so you got to position yourself as that certified small business. Not just the business that just I identify as small. No, you got to go through the bureaucracy. If you want the money, you got to go through the bureaucracy to get the money, which means you got to go through all of these applications to prove that you're a woman. Yeah, you got to go through all these applications and processes to prove that you're a minority. You got to go through all these processes to prove that you serve the country as a veteran. Unfortunately, you got to do it, but it's worth the wait. It's worth the process, right? So that was number three, was pricing. Number four is prosperity. Number four is prosperity. Now, I'm going to share it with you all. The real definition of prosperity. Like, most people think because you've made 52 million or you've made 2 million or 20 million, you've made a million, that now I'm prosperous and I have prosperity and I'm rich and I'm wealthy. But you're not, because it's the lack of information that keeps us broke. And it's the lack of information that make us back broke, even if we did come into some hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars once. The lack of financial information and knowing, right? So knowing is the best thing that you could do. You should always position yourself as a lifelong learner, because there's so much information that you'll never just arrive. I don't know everything. I don't, but I know enough. But I'm a continuing to learn. I'm a continual learner. I'm an educator, right? So I continue to enhance my education and knowledge about business, finances, and principles and things, because I know that the unknown is the reason why we are where we are. It's because of the things that we don't know, right? So if you're the type of person like, oh, I already have all this. I already have my SAM.gov. I already have, you don't know what you don't even know. You don't even know. It's just like, that is just the beginning. That's a fraction of the fraction of the, like, you ain't even just started. Like, literally, you don't even know what you don't know, right? And so here we have prosperity, turning your gifts into paychecks, right? How do you continue to build prosperity after that? So there's principles that are always at work, whether you're aware of them or not. If you're aware of the principles, you can make them work for you. If you're not aware of them, then they're currently working against you, right? Two of the main principles are the law of momentum. And the other principle, the opposite of that, is the law of inertia. So law of momentum is clearly defined as an object in motion. This is motion, will remain in motion until acted upon by an outside source. Right? Which means that anything that's moving is going to continue to move unless somebody come and stop it. And the crazy thing about the law of momentum is that applies to everything. Like, literally, a business in motion, a business that's making money is going to continue to make money until acted upon by an outside source. That outside source could be a hater. It could be something happening in the economy. It could be whatever, but something could come and stop your momentum. But if you don't have momentum, then what you're currently sitting at is you're experiencing the law of inertia, which means that an object not in motion will remain not in motion until acted upon by an outside source. Somebody got to come and move you into action, right? Right. So if your business has been stagnated, it's because you're experiencing the law and the principle of inertia, and it's time for somebody to come and move you and push you into action, right? If you are experiencing momentum, then if you stand still, If you give up, that's why they say, don't give up. Like, you cannot quit. If you're a winner, winners just win, right? Eventually you will win, right? As long as you don't give up. Because as soon as you give up, then you've given into the law of inertia and now you're doing nothing. So people make decisions and people make indecisions. Both decisions and indecisions are still a decision, right? So sometimes you make a decision and it'll put you into motion. And then when it's time to make another decision to continue that momentum, then you decide that you're not going to make a decision. And that's indecision. And sometimes that indecision will help you go back into inertia. So now you're stagnated at whatever level you were, right? So anyway, I know this is probably you're probably like, what are you talking about, Dr. K? I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Prosperity. Turning your gifts into paychecks. So let's say you understand because you've been maybe watching my channels, like literally shout out to the people that's been binge watching my content on YouTube and implementing and executing on the things, because many of them are already getting results. Like, they're already landing contracts because of the free content that I share. So imagine if you were able to work with me, like you'll be able to get results much faster, right? So anyways, so when you do this, not if, but when, right? Because you got to make a decision. You're going to make a decision to either stay in the realm of inertia, right? And stay where you are, or catapult yourself into a momentous plane of creating prosperity and wealth for yourself, right? So when you do this, this is cash flow. Purpose of money is for it to flow. Money is currency. Currency moves. And anything that is moving is called living. Somebody has currency that is still, right? In the moments of inertia, right? You got to overcome inertia. Some people have money that is still because it's not moving, because they learned from somebody that if you put it under your pillow, you'll always have it. No, because if you put it under your pillow, then guess what's happening in the background? Inflation, all these things. And so it actually loses value by being under your pillow, and it's not multiplying and it's not growing. So it's really a waste of physicality. It's a waste of time to put money on the pillow. Right. So anyways, anything that's not moving is like the Dead Sea. Right. It just dies. Like a tree that's not rooted and grounded deep enough to partake from the waters of the river, that's living waters, right? It ultimately dries up and die from the root up, and then the tree falls down, all that stuff, right? So anyways, so we have the money. So now you have, let's just say we'll go with the numbers that we have here. So you have a $52 million contract because you understood, and there's multiple contracts that you stack because the value, because you understood how to position yourself to win these contracts, right? So now we have $52 million. Now most people will take the $52 million and spend it on things like cars, you know, clothes. This is a purse. It looked like a house, but it's a purse. Purses, shoes, right? Spend it on stuff, right? So this is what most people's cash flow looks like. It comes in and it goes out, and then all of a sudden inertia comes and it ain't coming back because you didn't put it nowhere for it to come back, right? But here's how you continue to create cash flow and momentum, right? Prosperity momentum, multiplied momentum of the millions. Here's how you do that. You take the momentum that you're currently having with the money, the cash flow that you're getting from the government, right? Because that's more highly lucrative. And you have this momentum, and then you begin to, your cash flow goes into things like more rental properties, where you can get another government contract for another $10 million, right? And that's paying you over a two-year period. So that's $5 million a year, right? So now you have more cash flow to add to the momentum, right? And then you have more things you're investing. Stocks, maybe it's trade. Maybe you can have somebody doing day trades for you. And now you have day trade momentum where that money, that same money that was reinvested in these things, that made you even more money, is going to make you even more money because of here. Now you have continuous momentum, right? And then you're investing in things like, what else? luxury car rentals. Luxury car rentals. Now, that's more money. That's probably bringing you about $20,000 a month, $20,000 a month. Now you have more money momentum, right? So the purpose of money is to make more money, right? The purpose of money is not to spend it here. We're spending money and then it dies because you lose momentum and inertia kicks in. The purpose of money is to continue forward the momentum. That's how you create prosperity, to be even prosperous. That's how you create wealth. And ultimately, these things right here, these things, right? So this is your active. It started with active. These things, it started with active, reaching out to government agencies to solve a problem. They gave you a $52 million contract. You took some of the millions and you invested in additional opportunities that gives you more contracts. And then you took that money and invested it in some things that are a little bit more passive, like rental properties, luxury vehicles, stocks, and day trades, and all these things. And don't forget UILs, Universal Index Life Policies, where your money is making money on top of money on top of money, tax-free, right? Don't forget to have that tax-free strategy in there, right? So now we have all of this momentum. Look at this. Hold on. Let me take a step back. Look at this. You have momentum over here, on top of momentum over here, and on top of momentum over here, on top of momentum over here, and now you have what's called a cash flow ecosystem. You have created wealth and prosperity because you understand is the purpose of money is not to spend it. The purpose of money is to invest it in things that's going to make you more money. That is the purpose. Now, if I just said that in the beginning, it'll be just, that's it, right? That's all you needed to hear for today. That you should, some of you should be like, oh my God, that just makes so much sense right now. So if that makes sense for you right now, drop some gems, drop some fire, drop something in the chat. Let me know that you're feeling this. The purpose of money is not to spend it. The purpose of money is to invest it. And sometimes you can invest. Look, I've read books, right? Books are investments. It may cost you $29 or whatever plus shipping for that book. But there's a wealth of knowledge in certain books. What's my library? I don't even know what my library. I think it's GovCon library. Let me see if I know what it is. GovCon. I'll leave it in the description for sure. Library. I think I don't even know what my library is, but I think it's if you go to shesgotgoals.com/library, I think. /library. There's some books there that I highly recommend. I think, yep, that's it. So if you go to shesgotgoals.com/library, there's a wealth of books that are there. So can y'all see my screen? No, y'all can't see that. Okay. So there's a wealth of books that are there. Okay. There's Rich Girl Code, which is a author, Christiane Anise, great friend of mine, who has a ton of information about how to make money, momentum, how to overcome inertia in your pocketbook, right? That book is excellent. You got to make investments into things, right? Invest in books, wealth of knowledge, things that shows you how to overcome inertia, how to make more money, how to continue the cash flow forward, how to create wealth and prosperity. As a Man Thinketh, another book, great book on how to overcome yourself, how to get out of your own way, how to think things into existence, right? How the negative thoughts that we have is actually the thoughts that keep us broke, right? The negative thoughts that we think are actually the things that keep us broke. So anyways, so this is an investment, right? Investment. Courses that teach you, look, courses and classes and education that teaches you how to make money. Those are investments. Let's just say, I'm not talking about traditional college, because traditional college don't teach you how to make money. It teaches you principles. It teaches you theory. You don't learn to make money. So that is out the window. I'm talking about educational knowledge, courses, training, classes that teaches you how to make money and have money momentum. That's an investment, because even if it costs you, let's just say $100,000. Even if it costs you $100,000, you're going to learn how to make at least $1 million a year. Is it worth it to you? Yeah. So it should be worth it, because last time I checked, That's 10x. That's 10x. Or is it 1,000x? 100,000 times 10 is $1 million. Okay. So that's 10x your money. Okay. So that's an investment. So when I say investing in things, I'm talking about making invest. The purpose of having money is not to spend it on things like food, unless you're going to go turn that food into a catering business. And now it's making money. Right. But it is to invest it so that it can return to you how God designed for everything that he created to return to us in what? In multitude. It says, go, be fruitful, and multiply. Everything bring forth multitudes of its own kind, right? And so this is why one seed, you can take an apple, and in the apple, there's a multitude of seeds. You can take one of those seeds and plant it, water it, and then it'll turn into an apple tree full of apples, that each apple has a multitude of seeds. Be fruitful, plant the seed. That's investing, and then multiply, right? So that's what it is, and that's where it's at. So just to recap, I'm going to stop sharing because I'm a little bit over my time, so I didn't mean to go this long, but I hope, was this good for y'all? Like, I hope this was just good for you. Okay, so I used to think that investing was spending. I used to think I combined the worlds of investing with spending, and I didn't want to spend no money, right? I didn't want to spend no money, which means that I didn't want to invest no money. And I didn't understand that I had inertia in my pocketbook, and I didn't know why I was broke, because it was because I didn't invest in knowledge to help me enhance my knowledge on how to create wealth and how to create cash flow and how to make money. It's because of those things. But it wasn't until I understood that you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in you to expand your knowledge. Because if you believe that you know everything that there is to know on the planet, then that's probably why you are where you are. And if you believe you know everything about your lane, your business, your industry already, that is probably why your business is stagnated and stuck, because you don't know what you don't know, right? And everybody needs someone to help them unlock the mysteries, right, that we all have to overcome. Some people need other people to help you understand how to stir up your gifts so that you can live in your purpose, so that you can understand how to position those gifts as a solution to the government, so that they're willing to write you a big check. So you can understand how to, now that you understand the problem that you solve and how to position yourself, now you understand how to break out your pricing and how to 10X. Maybe you're charging $25 an hour. Maybe you're charging $250 an hour. But when you understand this type of knowledge, you can go from 10 to 100, whatever, 10 to 1,000, right? Or $250 to $25,000 an hour. Like, I'm just saying, this is the real of the real of the real, right? So, and then now you understand how to price it. Now you can understand that that's not it. That you're not done. Just because you got a government contract, just because you landed a client, just because you made a little bit of money, just because maybe you made your first 100,000, or just because you made your first million, you're not done yet. There's still work to do. Now it's time to turn that into momentum, prosperity. Okay. How do you do that? There are so many different ways, but you got to understand what those different ways are, right? And you got to make the right decisions and the right choices so that you're able to overcome the inertia. Otherwise, if you don't do that, you're going to end up back at step one. Now you got to start all over again. You ever see celebrities and wealthy people that get highly rich and then they end up broke, flat, broke as a joke? And you're like, dang, what happened to that person? They're in the state of inertia. They have no money momentum. They don't understand how money works. They didn't invest in anything that's going to create more cash flow for them. They don't understand how financial prosperity is supposed to work. They don't know who they are. They don't know their purpose. That is the reason why many people who win the lottery overnight, all of a sudden, 6 months down the line, after winning $20 million, they broke. And they standing on the corner with a cup asking for some change, right? Because they didn't know who they were. They didn't understand their purpose. They didn't know that you're supposed to turn your money into, first you got to turn your money into a contract, right? Which means you got to invest in things that's going to teach you some knowledge on how to get a contract so that you can turn that into cash flow, and how to turn that cash flow into income producing assets and make it come back multifold. So anyways, that's it. That's my rant for today, y'all. You got to understand your purpose. You got to understand your positioning. You got to understand your pricing, and then you can create prosperity. When you do these things, your life will forever change. When you do these things, then and only then can you create real generational wealth in a way that it was designed for us to hand it down for generations to come. Now, in the Bible, there is a scripture that talks about how the wise man, right? Wise man, men of wisdom, leaves an inheritance for who? His children's children, which means that you got to think beyond yourself. You can't be selfish. You got to think about what's happening, who's coming down the pipeline tomorrow, and you got to set them up. When you set up other people for success, inherently, indirectly, automatically, you're going to be successful. So that's my rant for today, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to like, subscribe, join our membership, all of the stuff on YouTube. Join us in our upcoming 5-day challenge. In fact, if you're an entrepreneur and you're ready to overcome inertia and you're ready to create momentum and get started in this game, like literally, if you want a game plan to get started, like you're tired of being tired, you're tired of being where you are, and you're ready to take your business to the next level, then you need to be in this challenge. If you go to govconchallenge.com, you can register, right? Let me see if I could find. If you go to this website, govconchallenge.com, you can register. It's going to be two. When you get to this website, I'm going to pull it up just so you guys can see. govconchallenge.com. Challenge.com. So I'm going to share my screen so you guys can know. Because I want you to be educated and I want you to see exactly where to go and how to do this stuff. Okay. So stop sharing my screen. And I'm going to share this part of my screen is window here. Okay. You go here, govconchallenge.com. The next challenge is coming up, right? And then you're going to put your information in. This fake information. You're going to put your information in. It's going to bring you to this page. This is where you will register. GovConChallenge.com is the way to train, is going to teach you how to transform your mindset, how to teach you how to transform your business into a money cash flowing machine. If you really want to know that, if you want to take your business from $100,000 to $1 million in the next 12 to 18 months, potentially, if you do the work and do the things that I tell you to do, this is where you start. Because there's a starting point for everything. Everybody can't just jump up, get registered on sam.gov and go bid on some things. There's a starting point. There's some information that you must know. There's some things that you don't know that's, when you do learn them, it's going to help you have longevity. It's going to help you actually understand how to navigate and how to think, process through the information, because otherwise you will be stuck. You will probably be one of the people that started and stopped. And we don't want you to start and stop. So you go here. It's $97 for the general. Now, if I were you, I would actually click this button to upgrade to the 297 level. Why? Because individual consultations for me is $5,000 for the hour. So if you were to book me outside this challenge, it'll be $5,000 for the hour. As a VIP experience member, when you register for the VIP experience, we go behind the scenes. You get to join me live behind the scenes on Zoom and ask me questions for an hour a day for 5 days. That's equivalent to $25,000 worth of coaching that you get to get, because you get to come and ask me, well, Dr. K, what about for my business? What do I do? How do I do it? Well, what does it mean for me? And like, how do I transfer? Like, how do I think? What products should I be selling? Like, you get to ask me real coaching, consulting questions that other people have paid me $5,000 an hour to get. And you get to do that for only a $200 upgrade. And this is the only space where it's allowed. It's the only space where I do it, because I know that the people who say yes to themselves to sign up for the challenge so that they can get pre-qualified for government contracts, I know that they're hungry enough, right, to come get the information. And if you're hungry enough to come get the information, I'm willing to go give you the information and answer some questions along the way. Okay. So join us in the VIP challenge. It's only $297, but I guarantee the value that you're going to get. People have paid thousands of dollars for the value and the information that you get as VIP. In fact, it has sold in the past for upwards of $2,000. So for $297, like, figure it out, right? We shouldn't have to have a conversation about how you're going to come up with $297. If you have to have a conversation about how you're going to come up with $297, then government contracting, you're not ready for that. You're not even ready for the amount of wealth that you're about to get, because that right there, you can spend on a bag of peanuts when it comes to what you're about to get ready to learn, how to make some money and create some momentum, some money, cash flow momentum. So anyways, go to govconchallenge.com for those who are willing and ready to level up their game, to get pre-qualified, to understand how to create wealth in their business, how to position themselves, how to unlock your purpose, your passion, and how to actually create prosperity. I'm going to show you all those things and more on the challenge that's coming up. So I'll see you on the inside, govconchallenge.com. It's been great, you guys, and I'll see you next time. In between time, go be fruitful and multiply and subdue the things that are in your way, overcome them, and then you will have dominion. All right. Have a good one.